Our messengers came to Ibrahim with good news. They said, "Peace be upon you," and he answered, "Peace be upon you too," and hastened to entertain them with a roasted calf. But when he saw their hands were not extended towards it, he felt uneasy with them and started to be afraid of them. They said, "Do not fear. We have been sent to the people of Lut." His wife, who was standing there, laughed when we gave her the good news of Allah's giving her a son, Ishaq, and after him a grandson, Yaqub. She said, "Oh, wonder! Shall I bear a child now when I have become an old woman and my husband has become well advanced in age? This is indeed a strange thing." They said, "Do you wonder at Allah's decree? May Allah's mercy and His blessings be upon you, O residents of the household, for He is indeed worthy of all praise, full of all glory." When the fear of Ibrahim was gone as the good news came to him, he began to plead with us for the people of Lut. Indeed, Ibrahim was forbearing and tender-hearted and devoted. The angel said, "O Ibrahim, leave this topic. The decree of your Rabb has already been issued. Now, there must come to them a punishment that cannot be averted." When our messengers in the form of beautiful young men came to Lut, he became about them, for he felt helpless to offer them protection against his nation's many violent homosexual men. He said, "This is a critical day. No sooner did the guests come to me than his people, long addicted to evil practices, came rushing towards him." He said, "Oh, my people, here are my daughters. They are purer for you. Now fear Allah and do not humiliate me by insulting my guest. Is there not even one good man among you?" They said, "Well, you know we have no right to your daughters. You know fully well what we want." He said, "I wish I had the power to suppress you or could find some powerful support." The messenger said, "O Lut, we are the messengers of your Rabb. They will not be able to harm you. Now take your family and get out of this town while yet a part of the night remains. And let none of you turn your back except your wife, who should be left behind. She will face the same fate as they. Their scheduled time of doom is the morning. Is not the morning very close? When our judgment came to pass, we turned the cities upside down and rained down on them brimstones of baked clay, layer upon layer, specially marked by your Rabb. Such scourge is not far off from the wrongdoers."